Hello, everyone. It's Stefano. It is May bah, something or other. Let me check my calendar. It is important that I get the date right today. It is May 25th. Now, the reason why I had to get the date right is because it's a historic day. I just finished watching, literally 10 minutes ago, live coverage from on NASA TV of the capture of the SpaceX's Dragon cargo module that lifted off, I think it was on Wednesday, I want to say about 3 days ago, the 22nd, in fact, very early in the morning. I missed the launch, unfortunately. I was asleep. I did catch bits and pieces of Charlie Bolden's media event, or he did a little press conference, very short one because he had to fly out to Washington, but he was at the Kennedy Space Center right in front of the countdown clock there, and it was about, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and he gave a little press conference on the significance of the launch. Well, 3 days later, and we have the significance of the capture. Now, a lot of people have asked me, because I'm such a space enthusiast, have asked me, well, doesn't this put a nail in NASA's coffin? Well, it doesn't, actually. Because NASA has outsourced the transportation of cargo and eventually astronauts to the International Space Station, that leaves them to do what they do best, and that's deep space exploration and research. And take that budget that they were spending on the space shuttle and put it into more long-term ventures, such as going to an asteroid or eventually going to Mars. And I know what some of you may be thinking. Why spend all this money chasing these elusive dreams? Why go to an asteroid? Why go to Mars? Well, let me answer the first one really quick. Why go to an asteroid? Well, the chances of the Earth being hit by a rogue asteroid. There have been rogue astronauts, but we won't get into that. But being hit by a rogue asteroid are, well, they're slim, but they're still there. And they're hoping that by studying these things, they'll learn several things. First of all, how our solar system was formed, because the asteroids were formed around the time that the rest of the planets started getting together. And because they're smaller and more concentrated, they might yield more information as to the formation of the solar system. Secondly, studying these things will get a better appreciation of, A, can we stop one? Or if not stop it, can we divert it? You know, how easy is it to get to an asteroid? How easy is it to land on one? How easy is it to work on one once we're there? So these are all really important questions for the very long-term survival of our species. If ever one of these things were heading our way, scientists today can spot them. They can do the orbital calculations, and they can probably give us probably a 20 to 25 year warning, I think, at this point. That would be ample time to, you know, get the funds and get the mission and get it over there and do whatever they have to do to divert this thing. There's been countless shows done on asteroids and all this stuff. Why go to Mars? Well, you know, Sir Edmund Hillary, when he was asked why climb Mount Everest, said, well, because it's there. And that's, I think that, again, it's pushing our boundaries. Humans have always wanted to look around the next corner and what's there. And I think this is just a huge extension of that. So I'm really happy. I want to give my kudos out to SpaceX for launching a rocket of their own making and fabrication, getting it up to the International Space Station and successfully docking with it. Wonderful. What an achievement for a commercial venture. This opens up a whole new era in space exploration, and I'm all for it. Kudos, guys, and to all my audio boo friends, have a wonderful, wonderful day. It's gorgeous out here. Hope it's beautiful where you are. Bye.